Something life support system just burst into flames. Picture is fading and signal now weakens. I'm going to die. This is the end. Well, the consequences now really befall is no surprise. The world is now ending, all the human waste dying, poison's dark. Children are playing while the streets are all empty and I'm a burning alive. Take my well done. Well, the buildings are crumbles and there's flooding on planes. My dreams turn to ashes, my ashes are sifted and I'm filtered away.
Oh, Magnified Lyle. Lyle loved to burn the ants. With the August sun, he'd burn each one. His mother would read Disposable Lit while Lyle lit the critters dead. Mother's sucked blue martinis, her melanoma chuckled. One day, Lyle set the queen ant on fire, and she cuddled the king ant in bed. The king ant burned and kissed his mistress. The mistress slept with the entire colony, and the fire spread like fire. The ant hole burnt a leaf, and the leaf burnt the big fig tree. The grass set on fire and burnt Lyle's toes. Then Lyle and his mother set ablaze. The blue martini and the boring book turned orange red with fire. Lyle's flesh peeled away quickly and the bones turned into black soot. Eventually they pooped into the air like whoopee from a cushion. Gobbled Lyle's house, and the phone lines, electrical lines, and cable television lines all set on fire. The roots of civilization fried. Lyle's hometown was under flames. His father called home from the office. The phone set his cheek on fire, and then his secretary was immediately baptized in flame beneath him. The desk went crackle with fire sounds. The building burned down to the burning ground. The crossing guards, the kids, the cabbies, the beggars, the churches, the graveyards were all on fire. The birds tried to fly away, but they would all fall with time. One lady was on the telephone long distance with her sister out in Paraguay, and soon her sister's face burned right off and she died. Paraguay was Pompeii. Firefighters tried hard to keep Lyle's fire contained. They pulled big buckets of water from the sea to kill the fire. By accident, they grabbed a whale with a giant bucket and threw it into the fire. The great sea mammal began to flip around in the flames and said, "You human sure are stupid." Then it burst into a million chunks of flaming blubber, feeding the fire good. It was no use. Nobody could keep that fire down. No sanction could oppress it. Soon the White House turned back to its original black. The races were all of one melted pot of charred flesh and water. Once the President of the United States saw that there was no hope in saving America from Lyle's fire, he pressed a button.
Magnified Lyle was composed and produced by Friendly Rich between January and August 2003. The Pumpkin Pie Corporation would like to credit the following recording artists in the order of their appearance. Narration, Bill Exley. Harp, Kristen Moss. Guitar, Richard Marcella. Footstomps, 150 grade 4 students. Bass, Martin Smith. Tenor saxophone, Rob Mosher. Drum kit, Kevin Brow. Carillons, Michael Hart. Clarinet and theremin, Rich Marcella. Drunken singing, Vincent Marcella. Accordion, David Carolano. Fire engine, courtesy of the Brampton Fire Department, all fully produced by Friendly Rich. Birds, cicadas, crickets, flies, and water sounds, all stolen from the city of Brampton without their permission. For more information, visit www.friendlyrich.com.
We'll be right back. From the dead. behind you.
Thank you.
Yeah.